Well, Jim, this morning here, we have Kim with us. Kim works at the Harvest Home. And Kim, we are very blessed to have you here on our program. So thank you for being a part of the program.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, Kim, we're excited to introduce you to our listeners. We haven't had you on the radio broadcast before. So let's start with a little bit about your story, maybe the years before Haven of Rest that led to you eventually wanting to come and work here.
Okay, well, I recently retired from the City of Akron Municipal Court. Mm-hmm. I have been working for the City of Akron for almost 32 years, and I retired last March, so 2023. However, I had been volunteering here at the Haven of Rest. I would do a Saturday evening devotional once a month on the fourth Saturday, and I think I started that maybe towards the latter part of 2009. So when I retired, I was still doing my volunteer devotional. I thought, well, I have some extra time. Maybe I can pick up some additional devotional days at the Haven of Rest. And I had given Libby a call and said, hey, I have all this time available. Do you have any available days for a devotional? And she said, sure. I'm not sure how the conversation went exactly. If I said, you know, is there employment opportunity available? Or if she, you know, said, hey, would you like to work? And make a long story short, I said, yes, that would be great. And so she sent me out the application and I sent it back to Kathleen and the ball took off from there. It's kind of funny because I was ready to start and Kathleen said, well, you just retired in March. You sure you want to wait? You know, you don't want to wait a couple of months, enjoy the summer. And so I enjoyed the summer and I started in October of 2023.
You know, Jim, it's incredible. Yeah, so you started, yeah, October. I remember when you started, remember the interview process. Just to kind of let our listeners know, I mean, obviously you share with Jim and myself in regards to who Christ was to you, your testimony a little bit. Why don't you share a little bit about that also?
Sure. Okay. I grew up in church. My mom's a pastor and my grandfather was a pastor. So I had always grown up in church and my family was a church going family, grandparents. And so I always knew about the love of Christ and that I needed to have Christ at the center of my life. I got baptized. I think I was about 9 years old. And make a long story short, growing up and became a teenager. And I'm not originally from Akron. I'm actually from a small town called Steubenville. Mm-hmm. So moved to Akron as a college student. And I went to the University of Akron, graduated. And actually, I found myself without any family members here, just struggling, trying to finish my degree and graduate. Parents always said, you need to find a church home. Make sure you find a church home when you get there. And but in the midst of that, found out and realized that I needed to have Christ as Lord of my life, not just knowing of him, but to have a personal relationship beyond my mother's relationship, my grandparents' relationship. I needed a personal relationship. And I was a single parent at the time. So my daughter was about 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was important to raise her up with a foundation of Christ and who he was. And so upon that, realizing that, starting to, you know, take her to church and wanting her to know about Christ and had, you know, just said, Lord, you know, I've made some mistakes. I've made some bad decisions. And I'm finding that my choices aren't getting me to the place I know you have me to be. And I want to do better. And I need to do better for my daughter. And one day I just remember sitting in church and as we say, the church doors open. And I walked down there and I just said, Lord, I just want you to be Lord of my life. I want you to be in the driver's seat. And from that moment until this moment, he has been so faithful to me. He has been so faithful to my daughter. He has grown her relationship. He's still working on me. But he's my friend. He's my father. He's my Lord. He's my counselor. He's everything that I need. And, you know, I've heard old folks say or people of older generation say, it gets sweeter every day. every day the walk with Christ gets sweeter. Is that to say that every day is a bed of roses and I don't have hard times and times where I'm worried or afraid or anxious thoughts? Those all still come. But I have learned to trust in God, Amen. To trust in His Word.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And you think about how through all these things, as you lean deeper and deeper into that relationship with the Lord, and He led you to originally volunteer and share from, you know, with the ladies here at Harvest Home, and He grew that passion to something where now you get to do it on a regular basis as a part of the team at Haven of Rest.
Yes.
And talk a little bit now about what it was like to make that jump where you were here as a volunteer, and now you're one of the ladies who's right there on the front lines day in and day out working with the ladies who come in off the street. What's that been like?
Oh, my goodness. I love it. It's been overwhelming. It's been joyous. It's been humbling, to say the least. I never thought during the time that I was in college, I lived over there on College Street. And so I would walk past the Haven of Rest to go downtown. I never thought in a million years that I would be volunteering here, for one, and then would be employed here. So it's been an amazing journey. I love to be able to just share the love of Christ with the women that He blesses me to interact with, to love on them, to listen to them, and to encourage them. And they bless me as well. They bless me when I see that I've said something or just giving them a hug and an embrace to let them know that God feels what you feel. He sees you. And that you are here at the Harvest Home, at the Haven of Rest. God has placed you here for a reason, for a purpose. His eyes have always been upon you. That this did not catch God by surprise. You may have not initially had the intentions on residing here, but God has led your steps here for a reason. So it's been an amazing journey to sit back and watch God work in the ladies' lives and watch them grow and watch them see a light come on and watch them in Bible study and in devotion. And you can see that they're leaning in. Slowly but surely leaning in. And then, you know, if a question is asked, and it's exciting to see them open up their Bibles and say, what page is that on? Or is that in the Old Testament or the New Testament? So I love it.
Yes. Well, Kim, and you work the second shift, 3:30 to 11:30. I'm pretty sure that's your time frame there. So when you come in, a lot of times the ladies might not be back in, or they could be coming back in. And maybe they've had a hard day. That can happen. A lot of them are struggling with a lot of different issues. It's not always all drugs. Some could be other things, which you're fully aware of, Kim. We were talking before the radio program here a little bit. Over the years, there might be people that you see that you knew, whether it was in school or maybe you could have played a sport with them, whatever. But you see so many different faces. And so talk a little bit about, you come in at 3:30, kind of what your routine is from that 3:30 to 11:30 time.
Okay, so I come in about 3 o'clock, and the first thing that I have to do, or that I do, is I set up the afternoon snack for the ladies. So they get an afternoon snack before dinner, and most of the time they're upstairs in a Harvest Home relaxing, listening to their phones or, you know, just yes. relaxing. So I let them know that the kitchen is open for snack, and I sit down there with the ladies and we talk. We watch Family Feud sometimes and just interact with them and see how their day has been and see what's going on. And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming because mm-hmm. I think maybe there's maybe 9 or 12 ladies now. So you have 12 women, you know, Kim, Miss yes. Kim, Miss Kim. So you have a lot of people needing you to answer a question or to just tell you how their day went. And then after we finish our snack, we go upstairs and I'm in the office and, you know, I have to give them their meds and make sure that they have their towel and washcloth for showering and take out, you know, all the things that they need to take a shower. So all that can be ready for them and give them that. And then in the midst of answering phone calls from people that are needing shelter,
yes. mm-hmm.
Still yet, I take the ladies over to chapel, and so we leave the Harvest Home about 6 o'clock. Chapel starts at 6:30.
Yes.
And then we have our devotional leader, which is for and half an hour. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we go downstairs and have our dinner. And even in the midst of that, it's just encouraging the ladies and loving on them and encouraging them that they're here. You know, this is temporary, but God is speaking to you even in the midst of this. And so after we leave dinner, we go back to the Harvest Home and we get ready for bed. Some ladies still have to take their meds and just need sometimes one-on-one ministering, encouragement, love. Sometimes the ladies are frustrated. Sometimes they've been through a lot. A lot of the ladies have been through a lot, not necessarily drugs and alcohol, but just sometimes life happens and they find themselves in a situation where they need assistance. They need housing. They need support. So just throughout the night, just being an open heart and always having an open door. And letting the ladies know if you want to just have a one-on-one, you can shut the door and it can just be me, you, and God. And so after that, you know, bedtime, the lights are out about 10 o'clock and I'm here until 11.
Yes.
So that's kind of how my day goes from 3 to 11.
It looks very busy.
Yes.
Well, Reverend Kaiser, you mentioned one of the things that I think our listeners connect with when you mentioned sometimes we see people we know. Mm-hmm. We are a home missions organization. And so sometimes it's friends and neighbors, people that we know that we're also ministering to. And I think of, you know, you mentioned in your whole routine for the evening how there are times when we have our very intentional times where we're going to share the gospel. It might be a Bible study. It might be a chapel service. But a lot of the ministry is what I would call ministry that happens along the way.
Yes.
You know, we're just kind of, we're there. We're experiencing life with these ladies in your case. And so often that's when the ministry happens, is in those little conversations and interactions over a meal or watching Family Feud or something silly like that. And you look at Christ's ministry in the scriptures, and a lot of his ministry happened along the way as people were coming. So I say that to say this, are sometimes people that we talk to would say, oh, I could never do what you do at Haven of Rest. And it's really by the grace of God that he equips us for this work. But much of that work is ministry along the way,
yes,
which anyone can do with the people that in their life. So if you could speak to the listener a little bit, what's it like to do ministry along the way and how could they encourage them in that as they do that every day?
Ministry along the way. I think what that would look like or how it looks for me is just opening myself up to the Holy Spirit and asking him to just take over, to surrender to him, and whatever that looks like, you know, for him or from him along the way. It could be just a smile or a hug or, like I said, listening ear, but along the way, and not to box the Holy Spirit into the devotional time from 6:30 to 7. But ministry along the way is just allowing the Holy Spirit to use me in whatever capacity. It may be with a young lady that is not a resident here, not a client, but she came for chapel and for dinner, and she's walking along up the sidewalk with us. And in the wintertime, she says, it's cold out. Can I get a blanket?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can come in and get a blanket. Or, you know, can I get a snack? You know, so it's ministry not only to the residents, but to every single person in the community that may need gloves, that may need a cup of coffee, that may need to come in and use the restroom. So just being open and surrendered to the Holy Spirit. I would encourage our listeners, the word of God say, my sheep know my voice and none other will they follow. That's not just to say, you know, the pastor or the person that's the minister, that's all of us as the body of Christ. We could be at the grocery store and along the way, and Christ says, you know, hold the door for the person behind you. And just a simple, you know, thank you from them and you're welcome and a smile. I think that's ministry along the way. It doesn't have to be boxed into a church, you know, building or the Haven of Rest building. But just to open ourselves up wherever you are, because we have the Spirit of God living in us, wherever we are, the Spirit of God is there and ministry can always take place.
Well, you know, Kim, Jim, as we get close to wrapping up here, I have one more question for you. We have about 45 seconds here. How can our listeners continue to pray for you as you are in this role? It's not been a full year yet, but it sounds like so many exciting things are going on. So how can they pray for you?
Just pray and ask God that I stay in alignment with the Holy Spirit and continue to hear His voice clearly and obey His voice. Just continue to stay in alignment and obey the Holy Spirit and be opened and humbled to be used by Him however He wants to use me.
Well, Kim, we want to thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today. This has been a lot of fun. We've really appreciated hearing your heart, and I know our listeners have been blessed by it as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you,
what
Kim.
What a blessing. Thank you.